Germany. Dacorelli ahead of Nassau Latia, while Carlos Sainz retained the overall lead. And SA's Chanel de Villiers crossed the line in 8th place to remain 6th. And Tay-Tay Perry will be one to watch in the bike race. Not only will she battle out, become the first African woman to finish the Dakar on a bike, she'll also be one of the smallest contestants in the history of the Dakar at 1m58. She's 54th overall, and we caught up with her all things Dakorelli.
To me, taking on the Dakar is the biggest step in my life, a turning point, if you will. It was never going to be the right time, because that time never comes unless you put your foot down and make that solid choice. And that's exactly what I did. It has been amazing here between all the like-minded competitors and people from all walks of life who have a passion for the same thing. I just feel right at home. I'm loving and embracing every day. I'm feeling great. The body is kind of in autopilot zone. The racing is incredible. I'm loving every bit of it. It just all makes sense to me, and it feels right. Any Dakar rookie's main goal is to get to that finish line after the 12 days crossing massive distances.
Of course, we wish her all the best for the rest of Dakar. Dran Collett, 5FM Sport.